This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Toy Request Thursday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, little Elton John. He's like fighting on Saturday night. It's Thursday night, though. Ravens taking on the Colts. Orioles off today after winning the finale against the Phillies. Kobe Mayo with a three-run laser beam. Jackson drove in Jackson and Trevor Rogers. And how about Enns? I thought the Enns was near when he came in. And he looked like Sandy Koufax in the back end. Well, middle relief. Five Ks at two innings. But, you know, the Orioles season lost, but still plenty to keep an eye on here in the last 6 or 7 weeks. Joining us now to talk about that, what's happening down on the farm as we're kind of cruising into the backstretch of that minor league season from OrielsHangout.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Tony Pentee. Tony, good morning. How you feeling?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
All right. Hey, before we get to the minors, Joe Urselak, we just had him on about an hour ago, going into the Oriole Hall of Fame. Joe Urselak, there's a lunch pail guy who, 14-year major league career. What did you think of Joe when he was an Orioles player? And, of course, we made him a star here on BBT way back when.
You know, he was in kind of those dark years, right? So he was kind of the guy. I mean, I used to call him Jolting Joe. I just loved him. He was at lunch, like you said, perfect explanation, right? Just that lunch pail guy, came to work every day. Was going to give you 100% effort out there. I remember the year, 1 year he had like 20 some assists from right field. Yep. Everybody kept running on him. He just kept throwing guys out left and right. And he was just kind of that guy back in the days when, you know, the Orioles weren't winning a lot of games, so there wasn't a lot of fun to watch, but he was definitely the guy. I remember like him and maybe Tettleton during those time periods were kind of guys that I really used to really enjoy watching.
Yeah, 89-92 Orioles, two teams that were expected to be bad were good, and Slack had a lot to do with that. But anyway, has the curse that was supposed to be good. Second overall pick in the draft 5 years ago. Has it been the same as we've discussed since he got beaned last year by the Yankees in the rain at Camden Yards? He's on the IL now, down on the farm, wasn't doing all that great when he was optioned back. Where the hell are we right now, Tony Pentee, with Heston Kjerstad? Is he hurt? Is he mentally drained? I mean, how do we try to connect dots with a guy that, by at this stage of his career, you would figure would be firmly entrenched in the middle of the Orioles lineup?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I believe the cause of him going on the IL is something like exhaustion, and that tells me that there's something else going on there. He obviously has not been the same guy since the beanings. There's things that come with concussions that not everyone can ever come. You know, if you lose just a little bit off your ability to adjust the pitches or be able to do things very fast because of that concussion syndrome, you may never be the same. And as a professional athlete, that's huge, especially when you're trying to hit a baseball. And it's just clear, looking at the numbers he had with the Orioles, looking at the numbers when we went back down to AAA, there's something just not right with him. He had too much talent prior to the beatings that he should be hitting like this. So, you know, unfortunately, maybe he just needs some time off, maybe another year, let the brain kind of heal, and hopefully he can come back in some better way next year. But yeah, he's looking like a guy that if he can't do that, he's definitely going to be a DFA material.
Now, Nolan and I, a couple of days ago, Tony exercised the words service time from our vocabulary. So what the hell are the Orioles waiting for with Basayo and Beavers here? I mean, what's the holdup? What's the deal?
Well, August 15th. After August 15th, players can be brought up and they will maintain their rookie status for next year. So I'm almost positive that's kind of what they're waiting for. I mean, when you're looking at some of the guys they're starting right now, it's definitely not because they're better than Beavers and Basayo. So I expect both of them right around that time period, maybe a little after, just to make it look like it's not exactly on that day. So I think we'll see both of them in late August, mid to late August, and then we'll have them every day in the lineup. Well, hopefully we'll have them every day in the lineup. You know, you just never quite know how the Orioles are going to build those lineups. But with this lost year, you have to imagine that once they get promoted, they're going to be playing every day, and that way they get their taste this year. If they need a little bit of their struggles, let's have it this year, and hopefully they're both fresh and ready to take full-time positions with the Orioles next year.
Tony Petty, OriolesHangout.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Tony, tell our listeners about Esteban Mejia, 18-year-old right-hander right now playing his trade at single A.
Yeah, 6'3", right-hander. Guy sits 97 to 99, will hit 100, 101. Obviously, those are eye-popping numbers on an 18-year-old. One of the things you really like about him also is it's just very easy. It's an easy 100. When you watch guys like Kiefer Morph or some of these other guys that can sit triple digits, there's effort. There's effort to get there. You can tell, you know, this guy just has a very easy delivery. It's like you almost can see more velocity coming out on this guy when he fills out, because he hasn't filled out yet. And so it's a special arm. The slider comes in the low 90s, 92, 93. That's just sick. I mean, that's tremendous velocity on a slider. Now the changeup comes in a little hard for me. It's kind of firm. I have had to talk to another scout that said he's seen it look better the day that I saw it. I just saw his first Delmarva start. He's seen it have really good break at times. So that gives you a flash of ability of a third pitch. You know, hey, he's everything you want to see from an 18-year-old. You know, if he was in the draft this year, he's a first-round pick, and he's a high first-round pick. That's the kind of talent he has. So he's definitely got a lot of, he's still got a ways to go. There's command issues there. Consistency of all his pitches are somewhat an issue. I do have not concerns. Concern's not a word when a guy's throwing like that, but sometimes I don't, at least the start I saw, I didn't see a lot of uncomfortable bats from low minor league, low eight ball hitters on the fastball. They seemed to track it well. So I'm not sure why at that velocity they fouled off a lot of pitches. I didn't see a lot of swing and miss, but that was one start. And so I don't want to make any, conclusions based off that. I'll continue to watch him. But man, it is a special, special arm, and definitely a guy that people should remember that name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, Tone, when Bisayo and Beavers come up, give the fan, the listeners, like, strengths, weaknesses, what we should expect to see when they come up, both batting and fielding.
So let's start with Bisayo. Bisayo, and I'm not, I think anyone knows me, knows that I don't over-exaggerate players. I try to be very honest about it, even though I am an Oriole fan as well. When I look at guys and evaluate them, I evaluate them straight up from a scouting side, and I don't plus. Bisayo is the most special player that I've seen come through the system since I've been watching bat-wise. This is a guy that can flick his wrist on a low outside fastball that's 4 inches off the plate and hit it 380 feet to left field. Tremendous power, tremendous ability to just make absolutely crushing exit velocities, and he's got a little bit of chase issues. A lot of these guys do coming up, but he's going to strike out some, no doubt. But this is a guy who's dangerous because he can just make hard contact out of the zone. So even when he does chase, you better make him chase really, really good because he can hit a pitch that you're like, I don't even know how he hit that. And he'll hit. If you guys remember Vladimir Guerrero, he's like Vlad Guerrero with maybe a little bit less hit tool, but like way more power. So he can just hit anything anywhere. Defensively, you know, he's going to play between catcher and first base. He's had some elbow injuries that have kept him out from behind the dish, but he plays he's very athletic. He's a big kid, 6'3", 6'4", and probably 230 already, 230, 240. He's a big dude. He's probably going to, you know, probably end up at first base and DH more than catch just because I think they want to keep that bat fresh. So we'll see him over there. But he's going to be a very good defensive first baseman if they just stick him there and say that's what you're going to do. Beavers is, he's had a tremendous year this year, hits the ball to all fields. He's starting to show some power. He was basically just trying to get on base early in the year, and now all of a sudden he's got the power coming in. He's starting to pop some really good homers, driving the ball. If you look at his numbers, there's a site called Prospect Savant that kind of puts a prospect score, and they base off all these metrics. And he's like the 12th best in all of AAA. So lots of good things. Defensively solid outfielder, can play probably a left fielder, right fielder more than a center fielder. Doesn't run quite enough to be a center fielder for me, at least not a consistent one. But he'll be a solid defender in each of the corners. So I think he's an everyday corner outfielder for you.
Tony Pente, and by the way, I'll take Vlad Sr. or Jr. when it comes to Bisayo. But what's going on at OrielsHangout.com here on this Thursday?
Well, as always, we're talking about all these guys that we just talked about. We have a minor league board where we have power rankings that you can go there. That I've already ranked all the new draft picks as well as all the players that were received in the trades. You can see if they made our top 40 or where they're at. You can come over there and join in. You can sign up for free and get in on the action and talk with some great Oriole fans.
Tony, always great to talk to you, my man. Have a great weekend. Yeah, it is Thursday. I'll talk to you next. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm confused all of a sudden. Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com. Orioles have made a decision in regards to tickets for next year. I don't think you're going to like it. We got that in the whip coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.